And so don't give way to wrath and those other things, but let the peace of God rule. It's there. If you have the Spirit of God and you've been diligent in these things, he's giving it to you, and it's available. You can let it reign. You can let it rule. You know, it means to govern. He's going to govern all the things, you know, meaning have peace in what you do. Forbearing and all these things, let the peace of God be ruling you and have in you know, using love in all this. Be thankful. How can man be thankful who is not thankful? Except God put in his heart or do something that which that man can be thankful for. I know that people would say, like, well, if God could deliver me from this and he hasn't, I'm not thankful. I'm just irritated. I know, because in my mind, I've had a lot of dealings with people who don't believe in God. And I myself had a lot of, I struggled with that a lot, especially when I would pray and get nothing for so long. So long, I'd pray and get nothing. I began to feel like, it's Santa Claus again, you know? You're going to feel like, isn't it just like Santa Claus? He's hidden. God's up in heaven, way up in the North Pole, you know? Sounds similar, doesn't it? And I understand why I think it's a fairy tale. I do. You know what? If it hadn't been given to me to experience the power of God firsthand and have things happen to me that for me, I can't deny. I know other people would have. I used to be one of those people who I could provide you with a logical explanation for the thing you experienced. Conditioning, this, that, the other, expectation, you know, and I know all that. I'm not a fool. But if I must be, I am a fool. I'm a fool for Christ. If it be a foolish thing to be, then that's what I am. He fooled me. The scriptures have fooled me, and the power of God has fooled me, and I believe in this foolish thing. But we who are spiritual know it's not foolish. We know God is true. And I wish that they could know the God I know, but that can't be done unless it be given. And my voice won't be heard unless God caused it to be heard. It'll just disappear amongst all the other voices out there. So many people speaking and teaching. Why listen to this? I'm glad you do. Who do? So let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Oh, I like that verse. I'm the music guy. I sing psalms and hymns, spiritual songs, you know. Oraclesofgod.org. You may have gotten this from there or from another site. I'm trying to disseminate these teachings everywhere. But on Oracles of God, I'm having trouble pronouncing words. Oracles of God, O-R-A-C-L-E-S, of God.org. You know, I sing the scriptures. It's something I love to do. I have other songs and hymns and spiritual songs, but mostly what I do is I sing the scriptures from the teachings of Christ, a little with Paul. I don't do much Paul because he doesn't really lend himself to it. It just doesn't really work out as well. But the prophets do a lot, and so does the teaching of Christ. It really lends itself to being musical. Got the book of Revelation, all kinds of stuff you find there. I do other singing too in church and so on and so forth. Sometimes I'd like to put my worship stuff up also on the website. I just haven't gotten good recordings yet. Anyways, I want to have the word of Christ dwell in you richly. That's why I do those things. In fact, that's why God gave it to me to do those things, so that he might cause his word to dwell richly in me and in people around me who avail themselves of those gifts. See, the thing is, gifts are all there. It's just whether or not people avail themselves of it, whether they use it. They've got to make use of it. If they don't make use of it, they won't benefit. My gifts are here for those who want to make use of them. If you don't make use of them, you're not going to get the benefit. To make use, you have to listen. And this word will dwell richly in you. 17, and whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. As I thought, I fornicate in the name of Christ. I'm going to lie in the name of Christ. Because as long as you call yourself a Christian, you know you're doing that. Shall we do that? You know, it says, don't you know that your body is part of the body of Christ? And shall we make the members of Christ the members of a harlot? When we take on the name of Christ, well, the things we do, we're doing in his, it's like blasphemy. We speak evil of his name when in his body we do evil. We do evil deeds in our bodies. We cause disrepute to come on his name. This is something that has troubled me for years. And you know what? And I know, look at, God has to do it, because man cannot be perfect. But as Abraham staggered not at the promise of God, so I will not stagger at his promise, which says that I must be, that he will present me perfect in Christ, formed, that I will be putting on a new man, renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created me. I will be renewed. I will be in the image of God. It says Christ is the image of the invisible God. If I am the image of Christ, who is the image of the invisible God? That's what I was saying before. I was like, well, man, maybe Christian doesn't do it. Little Christ. I mean, like, I like it because it shows a sort of humility. But it's been so abused, people don't even like to call themselves Christians anymore, because they don't even know it. And it's come to just mean nothing much, but it's like, you know, a believer in Jesus or something like that. No. I am an imitator of Jesus. I am the image of Christ. Christ means anointed. He is the chosen one of God, anointed for that purpose. I am also anointed. I am Christ in that sense. I always like saying that. I was like, I'm going to say that. That's controversial, because everyone knows that Jesus said, many will come into my name saying I am Christ and shall deceive many. So, oh, here he comes. Oh, here he is, one of the many who claims to be Christ. I don't claim to be anything. That's what I want to be, honestly, because to me it's like I haven't attained that yet. Okay, I can't. That's why I say it's like